630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. A 17-year-old boy has been arrested in the fatal stabbings of two people inside Westfield Wheaton Mall on Tuesday. Police arrested Angelo Lamont Jackson of Montgomery Village. He's been charged as an adult with first-degree murder. Authorities say once Jackson's picture was made public, several officers recognized him from previous incidents. A motive for the stabbings? Still unclear. The Director of National Intelligence made a phone call last night to try and reassure President-elect Donald Trump. James Clapper talking with Mr. Trump about the information leaked from their briefing about Russian hacking.
The nation's top intelligence official noted that the intelligence agencies did not produce the 35-page dossier that contained the underlying allegations, and the FBI and intelligence agencies haven't verified the claims.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's choice to head the CIA, Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo, faces his Senate confirmation hearing today, and so does Mr. Trump's choice for Housing Secretary, Dr. Ben Carson. The House is expected to vote tomorrow on a measure passed early this morning by the Senate that's considered a first step toward dismantling Obamacare. The Senate budget measure eases the way for action on subsequent repeal legislation, perhaps as early as next month. A former federal law enforcement officer who's accused of a two-day shooting spree last year is due in court later this morning.
Eulalio Tordiel is scheduled for a probable cause hearing this morning in Rockville. Last May, police say Tordiel shot and killed his wife where she taught at High Point High School in Beltsville. Then the next day, killed two people in two other shootings, one outside Westfield Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, another outside a Giant in Aspen Hill. Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy said at the time those shootings were likely botched carjackings using a gun that should have been taken away from Tordiel when his wife filed a protective order.
The gun was purchased in Las Vegas, Nevada in 2014, well in advance of the protective order. That gun was not surrendered, which would have been required.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia is working to clean out a big backlog of untested rape kits.
It's being done thanks to a $2 million federal grant, according to Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring.
My team and I made it our mission to work with police, with the Department of Forensic Science, and with other partners around the state to clear out this backlog, to change the way the Commonwealth handles these cases.
Herring says some of the money will go towards setting up a new statewide system for tracking rape kits and hiring three new employees who will support the victims, coordinate testing, and process those kits. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Baltimore City leaders and officials with the Justice Department today will spell out details of an agreement requiring Charm City to reform its police department.
The Justice Department opened a formal investigation of Baltimore's police department practices after the death of Freddie Gray. The consent decree is expected to mandate changes to a range of policing policies, including street enforcement, interaction with young people, protesters, and those with mental illnesses. It's also expected to require the department to introduce new layers of oversight for officers, new methods of tracking misconduct, and a controversial call for civilians to serve on police trial boards. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,954, the Nasdaq at 55,64. Sports, Alex Ovechkin joins the NHL's 1,000-point club as the Caps beat the Penguins. The Wizards lose in Boston. College basketball, GW loses, AU loses, Navy wins, and the Maryland women win again. And the San Diego Chargers may announce as early as today that they are moving to Los Angeles. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings on the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two freshly made wake-up wrap sandwiches with bacon, sausage, or ham for $3. Perfect with a rich, signature smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Greenbelt, Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway jammed each direction. The crash happened northbound, north of 193 Greenbelt Road. A lot of activity at the scene. Southbound, very slow as well. So southbound has come out of Laurel, jammed to get down toward 193, and then northbound delays to get by the accident slows as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. We've had big tie-ups this morning. It continues with the crash on I-97 going northbound to get you past Route 100 with the crashes. Watch for police direction. Heading in toward Ellicott City, I-70 commuters eastbound. Boy, out of West Friendship, you're in big delays heading toward the exit for 29. Again, that's on I-70 east. For 270 commuters, Urbana, Clarksburg, Germantown, often on the brakes through those areas. Again, into Rockville currently. Hope it stays this way. Lanes reported open. That's for our 270 trip. Very slow, Virginia, because of the crash. Northbound on 28 is just jammed to get toward Frying Pan Road. Please tell me that crash is on the shoulder, but delays continue and persist through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds out of the southwest, 64 degrees today. Clouds early with maybe a passing shower. Then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Overnight tonight, still quite breezy, but a cold front's through, 50 degrees, and that is probably the high for the day tomorrow. 50 will fall into the 40s with decreasing clouds and some mixed precipitation tomorrow night could make Saturday morning a little slippery, then changes to rain. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Chantilly, 52 in Beltsville, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The Senate takes the first step toward dismantling Obamacare. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes talk coming up at 8:05 this morning. Should Bethesda be its own incorporated city? There are some people who say this would be a good idea to separate itself as a city, separate and apart from Montgomery County. We'll talk to a couple people who are involved in that proposal coming up at 8:05. And then at 8:35 this morning, the Virginia GOP chairman, yesterday we heard from the governor about what he thinks the state of the Commonwealth is. We'll see what the GOP chairman has to say about all that. I'm Brian Wilson. Sitting in today as our guest host is Vince Colonnaise, the top guy, the big dog, the big cheese over at the Daily Caller. Good to have you.
Yeah, you pulled me away from the news to talk about the news, and
that's,
I love that.
Well, that's good. Glad to have you here. Joining us on the line right now, Susan Ferriccio, chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Someone's got her finger right on the pulse of what happens upon Capitol Hill. Well, there's like 535 pulses.
Clutching Washington by the wrist to get that pulse.
How you doing, Susan? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good to be on.
So Senate last night set the stage for a complicated maneuver that will have to take place to replace Obamacare. I think the plan, as we heard it yesterday from the president-elect, is to repeal and then replace. What happened last night? It was by a pretty much a party line vote. What was going on to set this all up?
Well, they approved what they're calling the legislative vehicle for repealing the health care law. They can only do it with 51 votes because Democrats will block it in the Senate with a filibuster. So they're using this budgetary tool called reconciliation. And the first step is to pass the sort of shell bill in the Senate and then send it over to the House. And they passed it last night as expected in the Senate. And the House will take it up tomorrow, I believe. And then if it passes out of the House, it goes back to the various committees in each chamber, and each side works out a final repeal measure. And that's where the real interesting intrigue comes in, because there's not full agreement on what should be in that bill. And that's where you see a lot of the infighting. That's where the excitement begins, I think, once they manage to get it out of the House.
All right.
Tomorrow.
So it's a framework then that allows the committees then to begin the process of coming up with the language that will actually replace Obamacare, correct?
Well, it's a framework for a bill that will repeal the law. Now, in recent days, they've decided, hey, you know what? We're going to try to replace it at the same time. Initially, they thought, we're just going to repeal it. And then over time, we'll have this transition period for the law, and we will pass the replacement in bits and pieces along the way. That's really not going over well with the rank and file, who fear it's a political disaster to just repeal this thing with nothing in its place. And as you know, Donald Trump has also been talking about doing them simultaneously. So now you hear Republicans talking about putting replacement measures inside the repeal bill. And this is one move that they can use to get past what is likely to be Democratic opposition down the road to anything they come up with to replace it with. Remember, they need the 60 votes in the Senate to outside of the repeal effort, which they're working on right now. So they're trying to sort of get a lot more done in the repeal bill than they initially planned. That's why these next 2 weeks are so critical. They need to, I think they're going to have till March to come up with a final repeal bill. And I believe you will see elements of replacement in there, enough to satisfy Republicans who fear just outright replacement is a political disaster. So it's going to be a very, very interesting next few weeks on the healthcare front.
All right, let's move on to the confirmation hearings today. There's a couple obviously high-profile ones. Chief among them is General Mattis, who's going to face questions today. As we understand it, a House hearing that had already been scheduled, the Trump team has pulled him out of doing to consider him getting a waiver, because as a more recent member of the military, he would need a waiver to become the head of the Department of Defense. What's the process on getting a waiver look like right now? Does it look like it's going to clear even if he skips that House hearing? And what are you expecting out of the actual nomination process today in the Senate?
Right. He's going to go through the hearing process in the Senate, as you said, but not the House. Both chambers are going to vote on his waiver this week, and I expect he'll get it. He is pretty much well-liked. I know Tillerson obviously is far more controversial, even among Republicans. Mattis, I think, is going to do well with, you know, you don't see, there, so many people have already talked about supporting him and their admiration for him. I think that he's going to be, he's going to have a much easier time than Tillerson did. But you're right. He's not testifying before the House. They're not happy about that. House Armed Services definitely wanted to hear from him. And now suddenly he's only going to be in the Senate. But I don't think that's going to stop him. They're not going to vote against him because of that. And, of course, in the House is a 23-seat majority. So, you know, they have that advantage there, that padding that the Senate does not have.
Right.
So I would be pretty surprised if then the week went by without Mattis getting that waiver.
Ben Carson also now up for hearings today as HUD secretary. I don't know about you, but I do expect that to create some interesting sound bites because Ben Carson often does.
I know. I laugh because we all know that Ben Carson has a way with words. And I think it'll be really interesting, actually. We know where he stands on a lot of things, like fair housing. He's well-aligned with Donald Trump on a lot of these issues going on at HUD. But he's also someone who didn't even want a cabinet position. He said at the outset he didn't feel he was prepared to run a cabinet, and now run a department. Now he has one. The Secretary of HUD. I do think that there will be some gotcha questions from the Democrats to try to show whether, you know, is this guy qualified? Because that's what they've been asking all along. And those can be newsworthy and awkward for the nominee. And I expect you'll hear some of that today. And I expect you'll hear some interesting, you know, things coming from Ben Carson, as you did like, during the debates and during his campaign. So
yeah,
everybody will be.
I imagine Democrats are going to look for some opportunities here if they're smart.
Let's talk about this thing that happened yesterday with Marco Rubio and Rex Tillerson,
right?
Because I mean, if he votes against Tillerson in committee, what then happens?
Yeah, it looks bad. And, you know, I was listening to. I like the callers' theories too. I think those were all good theories about why he did it. And what you guys are saying is true. You know, McConnell can just put this thing right on the floor. McConnell's the majority leader in the Senate. He doesn't even need to go to committee. He can do whatever he wants. If he wants to put these guys, these nominees straight to the floor, he can, and he said he would. So the question is, you know, first of all, it's not going to look good. And they don't have a big padding on the floor. They will have, I'll correct you guys, 53 votes because Pence will be vice president at the time. These nominations can't go through until the inauguration has completed. So they will have 52 plus Pence if they need him as a tiebreaker. So, so who can they lose? Rubio, Graham, McCain, and, you know, that's it. Then they lose because that's 50. So they really have to win over these Russia hawks, and Rubio is one of them. He is always taking a strong stance against Russia. his parents left Cuba to get away from...
Yeah, I mean, I get all that, but do you want to be the guy who denies the president-elect his secretary of state and you're in the same party?
Well, certainly, I would say no if it was a different president, but this is Donald Trump, and I think that because of that, and just because of there's a wariness among senators, even though they're thrilled they have a Republican in the White House, Tillerson was controversial from the get-go. And again, you know, he did not win over any Democrats yesterday. He could have won over some Democrats. I don't know. I don't think that he did, just because he took such a neutral stance on issues where everybody was looking for strong denouncement on Russia, Saudi Arabia, Iran. What I heard from Tillerson yesterday is, hey, I'm going to put America's interests first, but I'm going to withhold my judgment on anything until I'm at Foggy Bottom, until I'm in the role and I know what's going on. And I don't think that's what people wanted to hear. And, you know, those confirmation hearings, those are about staking out your position on stuff. And he didn't want to do that. I don't think he comforted anyone.
Right.
So it could be, first of all, there's some time before the 20th. That's the vote that matters. So things could change. There could be more talks. But, you know, Tillerson is, to me, a question mark at this point. Although, normally, as you say, Brian, the Republicans are only going to get their cabinet seated for their president. Normally, as always, that's
all right. Well, that's interesting. Right. Question mark, according to Susan Faricio. We'll watch it very closely. Thank you, Susan, so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. It is now time to check and see what's going on with traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Brian. We're really busy. Might want to rethink this. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound in Greenbelt north of 193 for the crash, with one lane slowly getting by. Southbound, major delays too as you push southbound south of 32, and you're thinking, well, I normally have the volume, but it's extra slow because of the rubbernecking. South on I-95 south of the ICC as you pass 212, had the incident that was cleared out of the travel lanes. Please tell me, on 270 through Urbana, heavy off and on down toward Clarksburg, get a slight break, and then you hit the slowdowns again off and on down into Rock the lane divide. It's been a struggle on 28 this morning with the crash. So northbound 28 is going to be trying to get into Chantilly and north of 50, bumper to bumper to the accident before Frying Pan Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast. It's going to be a lovely day today. 64 degrees, maybe a passing shower in some areas this morning, then partly cloudy, and it rises to 64 degrees in January. Tonight, a low near 50. Tomorrow, a slight chance of a rain shower, again about 50 degrees tomorrow. And then Friday night, we're going to see a 40% chance of snow. That's right, a 40% chance of snow, and snow accumulating about an inch between Friday night and Saturday morning. They say on Saturday, start with snow, then it will eventually change over to freezing rain and then just rain. So a wintry mix on Saturday morning. Highs ultimately will reach about 35 degrees on Saturday, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees, 718 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Sir, since you're attacking us, can you give us a question? Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir,
Quiet.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Can you say categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically that nobody. No, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate.
That was Jim Acosta from CNN badgering the president-elect, asking for a question after the president-elect pretty much came after CNN and this group BuzzFeed for the scurrilous things that BuzzFeed put in. Now, look, there was a difference between what CNN reported and what BuzzFeed did. Let's just be honest about that. BuzzFeed threw out these scurrilous, you know, rumor-laden, unverifiable crap and just said, here, all these things are being set up. about Donald Trump from an opposition research report, blackmailable material the Russians are said to have.
Yes, but CNN
But none of that was verifiable, and it wasn't good journalism to do that.
But in CNN's case, they did give oxygen to something that was also unverifiable, which is that Trump and his campaign were compromised in a relationship with the Russians, according to, and granted, I will give them the credit, they're crediting U.S. officials who decided to come out with this, but I think that those U.S. officials, they must have had a real axe to grind with Trump if they were going to sort of spread information, which we now know is so clearly silly on its face.
Yeah, and so the Trump people are upset with CNN, and the Trump people are upset with BuzzFeed, call them sort of on the trash pile, saying that they're a pile of trash. So, they've made that. Here's Kellyanne Conway, who, speaks on behalf of the Trump campaign. This is cut number 27. Last night on Anderson Cooper.
What's inaccurate about what CNN reported?
Oh, my goodness, the whole headline. You go read the entire story, four bylines, and a story that's just not true, that the president-elect was presented with this information, that it was appended in a two-page document to the briefing. NBC has said it was not. Other people have said it was
NBC
not.
Has said
now
it,
receiving-
NBC has said it was not verbally presented, and CNN never said it was verbally presented. In fact, we said, CNN, in their reporting, based on multiple sources, said we don't know if it was verbally presented.
Well, apparently what NBC is reporting is the information, which, by the way, a lot of people apparently had and decided not to run with. I mean, it's been floating around since October, one reads. People like the Washington Post looked at this. They decided it was unverifiable trash, and they decided that they would not run with it. The New York Times, who doesn't want to give Donald Trump any kind of break if they can help it, looked at this information, decided that it was just a bunch of unverifiable garbage, and they decided not to publish or run with it because they couldn't confirm anything. And we know that some of the information that's contained in this document is certifiably false. We can prove that it's wrong.
I think if BuzzFeed actually could have released this document, and if it had not pretended like there was a bunch of real facts in it, they could have released it and been like, look, this whole document is getting the American intelligence community hot and bothered, but it's full of unmitigated garbage, and here it is. But no, instead, they presented it as if there's a chance that some of this information is true and that Donald Trump is acting in nefarious ways with the Russian government.
Very quickly, the CIA and the intelligence community has apparently reached out to Donald Trump. James Clapper, the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, called Donald Trump and said that the U.S. spy agencies did not believe the information was credible, and that they also apologized for the number of leaks that have come out of late, that they feel they're profoundly dismayed by that.
Sorry about that, Mr. President-elect.
It's 7:22.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today, 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
725 now on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway in Virginia, trying to head north of Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge, crashed this morning. Two cars, it looks like, involved, but the police now have it to the shoulder, so it wasn't blocking for too long, but even a little bit of activity slows us, gives us extra volume interloop before the Legion Bridge. Watch for delays as you come out of the Tyson's area. On 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, stop and go. Two incidents along the way out of the travel lane. Still dealing with problems on 28. Virginia commuters northbound just jammed. Say if you're heading from 50 toward the toll road, rethink this. The incident is before Frying Pan Road. In Greenbelt, the crash, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, north of 193 Greenbelt Road. Looks like may have the left lane blocked in each direction with some major slowdowns there. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAO Weather Channel forecast.
In the mild air and much milder with a gusty wind this morning already. 64 this afternoon as we become partly cloudy. Maybe a shower early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees at 727. Hey, this is pretty big stuff, you know, for your Washington's Capitals. They defeated last night the Pittsburgh Penguins, and that's a good thing, 5-2. Because, you know, Sidney Crosby. Anytime you can best Sidney Crosby, that's a good thing. But here is the big news out of all that. Not just the victory, but Alex Ovechkin has 1,000 points. Now, that's not to say 1,000 goals. Because the way they do this in hockey is you give a point for each goal scored or assist that is earned. And so he scored two goals last night. That means he has 546 career goals and 455 assists for a total of 1,001 points. And that is a real hallmark, and congratulations to Alex Ovechkin.
And also some welcome news for Washington sports fans who just saw the Redskins fall. I think they'd like to see Ovechkin come out and score 1,000 points. Looked good doing it. The crowd went absolutely bonkers.
Oh, yeah, that was great fun. So we love that. And Bryce Harper got married. Did you see that?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Finally, remember he was a young man. Now he's grown into a full man. He's married.
And it's now 728 on WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Yeah, Bryce Harper got married in December. What's new is his wedding pictures are out.
Quite importantly, so now you can look at Bryce Harper's wedding photos, which we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, he's been married since December, but the pictures are lovely. It is 7:30 in the nation's capital. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that press conference yesterday that Donald Trump held, to give you the highlights. It's immensely entertaining. Stay tuned. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A 17-year-old boy is being charged as an adult after being arrested for the stabbing deaths of two men on Tuesday inside Westfield Wheaton Mall. Angelo Lamont Jackson is charged with two counts of first-degree murder. The Senate has taken a first step toward repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
The Senate taking a very simple but very important procedural step overnight by approving this budget measure that will become the vehicle for the dismantling of Obamacare.
Correspondent Sunlin Serfati, the House is expected to vote on that Senate measure tomorrow. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, is trying to defuse a feud between the nation's next president and the intelligence community.
Clapper says he called President-elect Donald Trump last night to assure him that the intelligence agencies were not the source of leaks about an opposition research dossier containing unsubstantiated allegations against Mr. Trump.
Correspondent Evan Perez, Virginia's governor has put state lawmakers on notice.
I want to make it very clear that I will veto any legislation that discriminates against LGBT Virginians or undermines the constitutional health care rights of our Virginia women.
Terry McAuliffe last night delivered his State of the Commonwealth address in Richmond. Lawyers for Virginia's mental health agency are trying to have a wrongful death suit dismissed, saying the department can't be held responsible for the suicide of the adult son of State Senator Cree Deeds. The senator filed the suit a little over a year ago, claiming the mental health agency and its local counterpart in Bath County, Virginia, contributed to his son Gus's death through their negligence. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,954, the Nasdaq at 55,64. Sports. Alex Ovechkin becomes the 84th player in NHL history to score 1,000 points as the Caps beat Pittsburgh. The Wizards lose to the Celtics. College basketball, AU and GW lose. Navy wins, and the Maryland women win again. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Located in Front Royal, Virginia, lies a school where 100% of its students are accepted to a college or university. It's Randolph-Macon Academy, a co-ed day and boarding school for students in grades 6 through 12, where graduating classes garner more than $6 million in college scholarship offers each year. Students soar at Randolph-Macon as they build a solid foundation in knowledge, leadership, and character. With 13 to 17 students per class, Randolph-Macon students are challenged by highly qualified
qualified, caring teachers. Through Air Force Junior ROTC, students become confident leaders. Plus, they can excel in sports, performing arts, and an optional flight program. Learn how your child can benefit from a Randolph-Macon education at the next open house on Monday, January 16th. To register, visit rma.edu. That's rma.edu. Randolph-Macon Academy, celebrating 125 years of college prep education for future leaders. The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. In town, 11th Street Bridge. It's getting complicated right now. Crews are trying to sort things out, and they've stopped traffic each direction on the 11th Street Bridge. Police are telling me a suspicious package. So what you need to consider right now until they reopen this, if you're using 295, think about your options getting into town. Maybe the Whitney Young Bridge in off of East Capitol Street, or Pennsylvania Avenue over the Sousa Bridge, or even the Douglas Bridge. We'll have a lot of volume for our northbound 295 commuters. But right now, traffic stopped each direction on the 11th Street Bridge with this incident. For 395, you'll also be affected as well, obviously, coming out of Virginia to use the freeway past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Already delays that we've had this morning, rush hour, leaving the Beltway through Landmark, incident on the shoulder, brief break, and then we're hit it again slow out of Shirlington across the 14th Street Bridge. For the Beltway delays through Tysons to the Legion Bridge, stop and go, crash to the left shoulder, Chantilly, I would still avoid using 28 northbound, north of 50, just a solid line up to the crash before you get to Frying Pan Road. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, also a tough spot in Greenbelt, to crash northbound, north of 193. That blocks the left lane in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gusty southwest breeze, very mild temperatures in, some 20 degrees above average today. This morning, cloudy with a chance of a shower, windy at times, quite breezy this afternoon, partly cloudy, 64. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Alexandria, 54 in Gaithersburg, 55 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
630 WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to a couple of ladies who believe that Bethesda perhaps should be its own incorporated city, separate and apart from Montgomery County. Is that a good idea? Is that a bad idea? We'll talk about it at 8:05. Then at 8:35, we'll talk to John Whitbeck, who's the Virginia GOP chairman. Yesterday, we heard from the governor about the state of the Commonwealth. What does the GOP chairman think about the state of the Commonwealth? I bet it's a little different than what the governor thinks. That's at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, joined today by Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller. Here is our guest host this morning. Good morning again, Vince.
Good morning to you, Brian.
All right, so yesterday, Donald Trump holds the first press conference he's held in, quite some time.
It was a good one.
It was must-see TV, as they say. You had to watch this one. And if you missed it, we're going to share some of the moments. Now, like, right off the bat, you know, I'm not going to get into a whole long dissertation on this fake news story that was floating around here, other than to say that there was this group, BuzzFeed, that put it out there, and CNN ran some stuff that sort of backdoored the story. I didn't give a lot of the details about what was in the report, but did talk about the report. And it became a thing, right? And it's been completely completely discredited, and it's been, everybody knows that it's a bunch of fake news, but Donald Trump was pretty irritated about this yesterday, and he wanted to talk about this right off the bat. Here's what Donald Trump had to say about all of the fake news and the information that had been floating around on BuzzFeed, CNN, and elsewhere.
I saw the information, I read the information outside of that meeting. It's all fake news, it's phony stuff, it didn't happen. And it was gotten by opponents of ours, as you know, because you reported it and so did many of the other people. It was a group of opponents that got together, sick people, and they put that crap together. So I will tell you that not within the meeting, but outside of the meeting, somebody released it. It should never have been, number one, shouldn't have even entered paper, but it should never have been released. But I read what was released. And I think it's a disgrace.
Could you imagine Obama coming in and be like, they put that crap together? And good for Trump. And I think, by the way, that all that fake news stuff gave Trump an excuse to talk about a lot of things yesterday that were on his mind. And remember, the press has been jonesing for a month now for Trump to come out and talk because they wanted to talk about all of his conflicts of interest.
Right.
Well, boy, did the press come out to get their whippings yesterday because of the way they behave.
Now, one of the things that was alleged is that, in this fake news story, and that we were going to say even the intelligence committee has said they don't believe there's any credibility to it. None of this is verifiable. It was not good intelligence. It was not responsible journalism, but the allegation was made, and so he had to talk about it, that he had been compromised by hookers in Moscow.
Yes.
Compromised by hookers, and that the Russians had this information. Again, I'm not putting any credibility in this. I'm not trying to build up the story.
Fake news, Brian.
But he did respond to what he thought was a ludicrous allegation.
When I leave our country, I'm a very high-profile person, would you say? I am extremely careful. I'm surrounded by bodyguards. I'm surrounded by people. And I always tell them, anywhere, but I always tell them, if I'm leaving this country, be very careful. Because in your hotel rooms, and no matter where you go, you're going to probably have cameras. I'm not referring just to Russia, but I would certainly put them in that category. And number one, I hope you're going to be good anyway. But in those rooms, you have cameras in the strangest places. Cameras that are so small with modern technology, you can't see them and you won't know. You better be careful or you'll be watching yourself on nightly television. I tell this to people all the time. I was in Russia years ago with the Miss Universe contest, which did very well. The Moscow area did very, very well. And I told many people, be careful, because you don't want to see yourself on television. Cameras all over the place. And again, not just Russia, all over. Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
and that last little comment, I'm not even going to try to explain it, but if you read the stuff that, you know, this allegation, you'll understand what he's talking about, that he's not, it's absolutely one of the most ludicrous ideas about this, that he would have ever allowed himself to be in that situation, because, as he says...
Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
I love that he knows so much about surreptitious cameras, and by the way, I think he may have just revealed that he's a never nude. He will never appear naked in any circumstance ever because a little tiny camera that you can't detect may be filming it.
One of the other things that came up in this press conference yesterday is it has come up many times before is, well, when are you going to release your tax returns? When are you going to release your tax returns? And he didn't really answer the question yesterday. Here's how that exchange went. This is cut number 38, Mike McKay. Trump talking about tax returns and no one really cares except the reporters.
Well, I'm not releasing the tax returns because, as you know, they're under audit. Oh, gee, I've never heard that. I've never heard that before. You know, the only one that cares about my tax returns are the reporters. Okay, they're the only ones. But no, I don't think so. I won. I mean, I became president. No, I don't think they care at all. I don't think they care at all. I think you care.
I got away with it. It's kind of what he's saying.
Yeah, well, he's simply saying, you know, they're under audit. And then she said, well, don't you think the American people want to know about this? And he said, no, I really don't. Because if they did, I wouldn't have won.
He's not wrong. That was the signature issue that reporters seemed to have cared about in the waning months of the election. It was almost without fail the only question that they would ask. And now he gets to sort of gleefully look back at them and say, huh, I won anyway. So what are you going to do about it?
I wish I could remember who had written this thing, but it was Greg Gutfeld. Yeah, I was listening to Greg Gutfeld yesterday on Fox News, and he's talking about compare and contrast the styles of Barack Obama and his final address to the nation from Chicago with the soaring rhetoric and, you know, the flowery language. And Donald Trump says, it's a bunch of crap. And I'm a germaphobe. And nobody cares. The styles could not be more different if you tried.
Well, there's clearly an appetite for blunt talk in the wake of the Obama administration.
That's true. Absolutely true. 744.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Brian Wilson here to tell you, everyone looking for a real estate agency, that now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. I mean, just ask anyone who's met Prindle. They'll tell you that you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, gosh, some 4 or 5 years ago now. He stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. Now, his tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of a Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market. And listen to this. This is the most important thing. The home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but let me assure you, there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, this is not good. Traffic comes to a halt in town. Police have closed off the 11th Street Bridge, and it's closed off in each direction. So who does this affect? DC 295 commuters coming southbound. You can't get past Pennsylvania Avenue, so you need to take the inbound. You have to head in over the Yasuza Bridge. You could also opt for East Capitol Street and head in over the Whitney Young Bridge in that stretch. Think about your options getting into town. Northbound 295, you'll have to go in over the Douglas Bridge, South Capitol Street, and that'll pick up a lot of volume heading over toward Nats Park in that stretch. So again, the 11th Street Bridge closed for suspicious package. DC 295 commuters, again, big delays. Suitland Parkway trying to merge onto 295, that's just not working, and it is just at a standstill. 395, you are also affected, leaving the Beltway to cross the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway because you can't use the 11th Street Bridge either. So you get the idea. I'll keep you posted on that. Any new developments unfold there. We'll take you in through Tyson's. The delays on the Beltway Interloop begin at I-66 toward the Legion Bridge, almost like yesterday. But the crash sits to the left shoulder. You see some flashing lights before you get to the Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds out of the southwest, 64 degrees today. Clouds early with maybe a passing shower. And then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Overnight tonight, still quite breezy, but a cold front's through, 50 degrees. And that is probably the high for the day tomorrow, 50. We'll fall into the 40s with decreasing clouds. And some mixed precipitation tomorrow night could make Saturday morning a little slippery, then changes to rain. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is, lost my weather, it is 53 degrees in the nation's capital, 747 on WMAL. All right, so there is this little town, it's a little Welsh town, that has a name that is virtually impossible to pronounce. So here we have some ABC News anchors who recently, a while back, they tried to pronounce the name of this town, and they failed miserably. Listen. I want cut 40 if I could, please. ABC News anchors trying to pronounce the place, and they failed miserably.
Nailed it.
And they just, I mean, it's impossible. Even the people who live there can't
58
really,
letters.
58 letters, and mostly they are syllables, not consonants.
A consonant's not vowels.
A consonant's not vowels, yes. Is what I'm trying to say, not syllables. There are a lot of syllables. I can't figure out how many syllables there are in that. So anyway, you got it. Well, there's one person who can. Now, I have this device in my home, and I love Alexa. The little Echo thing, the Amazon Alexa Echo Dot.
Yeah.
I have this thing, and you ask it questions, and it gives you answers. You can order stuff from Amazon on it. It controls my lights in my home. I come in and say, Alexa, lights on. The lights come on. It's amazing. I love this thing. Well, Alexa can pronounce the name of this Welsh town flawlessly. And here it is. Let's try that one more time. I mean, it goes by so fast. There are actually 58 letters in this name. So there you go.
That's a fun party trick if you can figure out a way to say that. But Alexa apparently knows it, and I'm pleased to hear that Brian has somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
When he's done with the radio, he goes and just starts doing this with
Alexa.
Well,
this is actually, there is a lot of truth in that. Alexa, what's the forecast for today? Alexa, what's the temperature outside? Alexa, will you play a certain song? Alexa's my friend.
Alexa, people like me, right? Do you like me?
Yeah, and there are Easter eggs. You know, there's all kinds of, I like with Siri, you ask Siri questions about, will you open the pod bay doors, a reference to 2001 Space Oddity. She'll go, I'm sorry, Brian, I can't do that. just like the movie. And there's all these things that you can do. Well, Alexa has her own Easter eggs, and this is apparently one of them.
Yeah.
But you can ask her, what is the meaning of life, Alexa? And she has, several programmed answers that she will give you.
Yeah. Right. And I do look to Alexa for that answer. The meaning of life, I think I'll find definitely a robot will provide it.
Yeah. I each day try to find the meaning of life through a little device that cost me $39. Hey, so now, 750 on WMAL.
Please, please tell me now. I really enjoy your show and your sense of humor. Please, please
tell me now. You're always right, and I love listening to you. Please, please tell
me now. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That's a really interesting point that you make.
That's what I believe.
That's something people are going to talk about.
Yes. Where Washington comes to talk.
You're funny. You're insightful.
We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL, go.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
7:53, time to see what's going on from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Landon Dowdy.
Good morning. The housing crisis is far from over, but new figures out this morning show that foreclosures fell to a 10-year low in 2016, with repossessions and initial notices tumbling 70% from the height of the crisis in 2009. And over on Wall Street, futures point to a lower open following declines in Asia overnight, but the NASDAQ up 7 days in a row begins the trading day at another fresh all-time high. The Dow now just 46 points away from the 20,000 mark. Amazon will pay over $750 million in fines, settling an investigation in Canada over accusations that Amazon gave wrong data about how much consumers would save on certain sale items. Apple is going Hollywood, reportedly planning to produce original TV shows and movies, which it'll air on its streaming music service. And HBO will air a documentary later this month profiling billionaire Warren Buffett, the nation's best-known stock market investor. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Does your advisor call you only after the market's gone up or down? Or do you have ongoing proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
So, Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your palm a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, crews have the 11th Street Bridge shut down in each direction, so this means no access from the eastbound freeway, say for coming out of Virginia, or off of 295. They're investigating a suspicious package. A lot of volume, obviously, as traffic comes to a halt in on Suitland Parkway trying to get to 295. You can take the Douglas Bridge off of South Capitol Street, also Pennsylvania Avenue inbound, the Sousa Bridge, the Whitney Young Bridge, or even inbound New York Avenue. Couple options for you there. Baltimore Washington Parkway had a car that went off the roadway. They're now retrieving this lane blocked again in the Greenbelt area. Jammed each direction, northbound and southbound, just north of 193. 270, latest problem was the crash between Route 80 Urbana and 109. Now to the shoulder, but very slow for commuters out of the Frederick area. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In the mild air and much milder with a gusty wind this morning already. 64 this afternoon as we become partly cloudy. Maybe a shower early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees. It is 7:57.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Do you really care about your family? I do. I'm attorney Mike Collins, and I want to help your loved ones save time, taxes, money, and stress down the road. Come to my two-hour seminar, and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family where it belongs with our innovative Reservoir Trust. I'll be in Springfield on January 10th and in Gaithersburg on the 12th. Tuition is free. Look for your invitation in the mail and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned?
If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Coming up on WMAL, should Bethesda be an incorporated city on its own, separate and apart from Montgomery County? There is chatter to this idea, and there's going to be a meeting to discuss it. We're going to discuss it coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's now 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station. We're Washington.